If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Volvo. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you enjoyed if you watched Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals last night. There was drama. I'm sure you didn't watch any of it, Sip, did you?
Yeah.
Did you? You watched some?
Yeah.
You
it was 3-2 when I went to bed.
There was drama last night. Panthers were up 3-1. Blow, it goes to overtime. Oilers win 4-3 in OT.
I heard.
I think this is the third rematch since 93, and both times the team that lost the first time wins the second matchup in the Stanley Cup Finals. So we'll see how that goes for this series.
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, I was sort of into it, but it was 9 o'clock.
And I thought, sort of. What does that mean?
I don't know.
It describes sort of into it to me.
Man, you
sort
got a of. Different hat on.
What's that?
Different kind of hat on.
It's not the Krusty's hat today.
Just try to change up every now and then.
I like it.
Yeah.
What's it say on there? I can't read it.
Yeah, it says Bauer Infrastructure.
Bauer.
Okay.
Bauer, they advertise
our friend
on
Stu.
This show.
Right.
Yes.
I was watching it, and then I thought, I can't do it. Edmonton, the crowd was kind of, it wasn't very loud because they were losing, and then it must have exploded.
It did.
You know, late. So, yeah, I was.
Drama game one?
Yeah. Edmonton what? Edmonton scored pretty early, and then boom, boom, Florida scored twice, took the crowd out of it.
Yep.
And then, like I said, 3-2 when I went to bed. I had no idea until I woke up and was informed that I missed an incredible comeback.
You did?
Did you watch it, Bill?
No. TV was not even, didn't even Whoa. Go on last night.
What was going on, Bill?
Nothing really. Just the TV never went on.
This nice June night.
Yeah,
don't need the TV
like
on.
It was outside with Laura and Sugar and... Yeah, never went on.
Yeah, nice.
Never took place. I was more enamored with what happened from reading later at night, and then this morning hearing the whole story on the radio about what happened in the softball game. That was
crazy.
That was as crazy as
tell
it
us
gets.
What happened.
As crazy as it gets. I mean, in essence, Texas Tech is up 1-0. I don't know if that's in the sixth inning or seventh.
Sixth, Rudy.
It was
the sixth inning.
I believe it was
two outs.
Two outs, and one of their better batters, who's not been hitting well during the series, though, was up. And so it's obviously with two outs and runners on second and third.
Correct.
First base open. Walker. So you have play everywhere. So that's just a common thing, not a big deal. And they'd thrown it closer at that, but it was 3-0, three balls, no strikes. The last one, just mm-hmm. going to walk her and put her on, and she throws a strike.
Down the middle. I don't understand.
Down the middle. And the girl crushed it. I mean, hit a single, they score two, and win the game on what should have been an intentional walk. And it was just, And the fact also that the batter was aware, sometimes you can just kind of be yep. like, oh, we have.
She was in there like she was ready to hit.
She was ready to go and made a mistake. And the mistake, it was like, it was a colossal error.
When you see this replay, you're going to say, what kind of intentional ball was that? Because it is a strike down the middle.
And they, but in softball, they do that like in major
leagues. The catcher's standing up, like out here. Okay. Throw it out
here.
Same
thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it happens in baseball, too.
Yeah. It's happened before. Yeah. This isn't like, but it's
not in the World Series, though.
How does that happen?
Yeah. I mean, you miss the mark.
How does that happen?
She missed her mark, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she threw it down the middle of the plate on 3-0.
Yeah. Batter was ready. Interesting. Yeah. They probably tell him, like, you're a coach. Yeah. Coaches probably tell him, hey, be ready. Be if ready. That ball comes,
mistakes happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a bizarre ending. You know, it's like I said, they hadn't scored. A run, obviously.
Yep. Wow.
Runners on second and third, but it was a, you know, and it probably has more to it just because of who the pitcher was for Texas Tech.
For sure.
You know.
Canada.
Yeah, who, you know, has been the main reason that they're there. She's pitched every inning of the World Series so far.
God, isn't it
they
amazing?
Pitched every inning of the World Series so far.
No relievers.
Sports, you never know.
Yeah.
Like that ball popped out of that guy's glove at Michigan State. You just don't know.
Yeah, that's why we're going to. The best reality TV there is.
100.
If Texas Tech were to lose the College World Series, which is very possible, down one game to zero, and it comes back to an intentional walk gone wrong.
Yeah,
that is insane, an insane storyline. If that's the reason why they lose,
it
is the $1 million pitcher, whatever she's making,
and she's been worth it. I mean, Texas Tech is in the finals. She's been worth every penny so far. Hmm.
But just a bizarre. And now I didn't see it. But I guess the pitch, the two, not the one for the third ball, but the one that was the second one. I guess there was a comment like, "Whoa, that was way too close." To the strike zone. Like, whoa. And the commenters, I mean the commentators said it. They said, "Hey, whoa." Then maybe it's the first one. Anyway, the second one, whatever, the next one, they're like, "Okay,
that's better. That's more of a
the
ball."
The next thing you know, right in the wheelhouse, right in the wheelhouse.
Oh, that's really.
It's so bizarre.
If you listen, so Beth Mowins is on the call.
Yeah.
And she's almost like when the hit happens, like she pauses. She's stunned that the ball was right there in the middle of the play and that they hit it. It's like, what just happened?
Wow.
That's what she should have said because it's supposed to be a walk. And instead, it's a 2-run single. Take the lead, win the game.
Imagine when you're throwing that ball, it'd be interesting. Because I said to say that I watched the play live, I didn't. But it's like one of those situations, too, where. Wasn't probably a normal pitch for her. It wasn't like it. You know, she's throwing a pitch she thinks is going to be a ball, and she throws it right down the middle. So it was like a layup. And also the batter who was their catcher, I believe was 0-for-12 in the series, had not had a hit yet. All of a sudden, there's a 3-0 count, intentional walk, wheels one down the middle, and she hits and alert enough to hit the ball, and it's like. That's incredible.
You just wonder, don't you wonder if Canada just didn't work on that? Maybe they just don't work on.
No.
Free
no.
Passes.
They would work on that.
On it enough?
Well, it could be. I don't know. I would doubt that the narrative today is going to be, you know what, we just don't work on that much. No, I think
it makes me wonder a little bit. I mean, it does. I don't know. How'd she miss it that bad?
Right down the middle. Catcher standing up with their glove out.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it's come on out here.
So it's just like in baseball.
Yes.
Yes.
Hmm. Huh. Yeah, you don't see it in baseball very often, but you do see it.
Yeah, errors have been made.
Yeah, where a guy is supposed to be intentional.
Reach out, hit one into right field or something. Yeah.
But I mean, in my lifetime, like I've been cognizant of that happening maybe twice. I'm 90 years old.
I know you didn't watch it because you asked Rudy before the show how he was doing. And he said, I'm doing great. Texas won. And you said,
horns up.
Well, they win. They won the softball game last night.
Yeah. Horns up.
You had no idea there was a softball game.
No, I saw. I had it on Plant Fitness. I thought maybe there was some other confirmation. Texas game.
Could have been something else going on for Texas.
Yeah. No, that was on at Planet Fitness. And then the hockey was on. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you see Shane at Planet Fitness last night, who messed up his last name?
Shane Benson.
Shane provided us the shirts the other day, and you said Shane Beeson. It's Shane Benson.
I don't know
Benson.
Why I thought it was Beeson. Well, I had Beeson in my phone. That's why.
Well, that's probably – he had it wrong for a couple years now, apparently.
Yeah, Shane Benson. Benson. Sorry. Yeah, thank you, Shane, for the shirt. I will wear it at some point. But no, what was your question?
I said, did you see him at the gym?
No,
he's your friend from Planet Fitness.
He is your friend. You're very confused today, right now. Very, very confused.
He's got a nice shirt on, though.
He is. You're very dressed up.
I'm not dressed up.
I'm wearing a polo, I think, every day this week so far. At least three or four.
This is
guaranteed.
A lot going on. $12 polo. Yeah. I mean, that's what it is.
It's nice, though.
You always have it.
From the back of the rack. I mean, I don't know. I didn't want to put a t-shirt on. That's it. No, I didn't see Shane. I didn't see Shane.
I haven't seen him lately. You have any idle chit chat from yesterday at all?
Bill.
No, I don't. I really don't.
That's just sports.
Yeah, just sporting life. Nothing of any sort of interest.
I haven't got my card back. I don't know if you. I'd like to know.
Yes.
I had some fraudulent activity on my Wells Fargo card. I haven't got it back yet, which is now starting to minorly bother me. But they
fraudulent.
It was a DoorDash in California. Somebody DoorDashed me in California.
How do you stop that?
You don't. You stop your card.
Sure you do.
Oh.
Applied Connect.
You missed that
one. It's not that hard.
Call Will and the team.
Will right now is kind of chuckling at your air. Like, why would you do that to yourself?
You should have called us.
I immediately called Wells Fargo. I should have called Will.
Should have called Will in Fullerton. Excuse me, Will. This is Steve. Someone just bought some McDonald's in Anaheim.
It was $52. hey. Wonder if I just said, "Hey, Will, this is Steve." If he would have known,
yeah, I got
probably
you.
Probably would.
How's it going, Steve? Hey, Will, how can I help you?
Early break, sipping Jake.
So yeah, I'm waiting on that. This is the first time it's ever happened to me. But I called my bank yesterday just to see what the status of my card. And what you can do, you know,
you can
they
stop
shut down
by
the
bank and get a new card. Just so you know, they don't have to mail it to you. Yes, you can just stop by. Yes. I had to open up a different account for a different reason, and it was handled within seconds, and they printed the card right there on the spot.
They are able to, yes.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. For you,
that wasn't presented to me as an option. Anyway, that's it. It's the first time it's ever happened to me. Apparently, it's pretty common on DoorDash that there's fraudulent activity via DoorDash. I hope DoorDash people don't mind. That's what my banker told me. So it's the first time it's ever happened to me.
Time out. You have a banker? You have a banker.
No, not a per. I mean, just the. Yeah, I mean, no. I have a bank that I go to.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, I guess I wouldn't call her my banker.
Okay.
That's
pretty impressive when you have a banker.
I don't have a personal banker.
You have a personal banker.
But she says very common. So out there, if you get a DoorDash, don't freak out. If you get a DoorDash fraudulent activity on your card, don't freak out. It happens a lot, apparently. I don't know how it happened in California.
How do they get your card?
I don't know.
It happened to me, too. Somebody bought CBD stuff into California off my card last summer. I said, what? It's like at $200.
Ooh.
On CBD.
Yeah. I got a phone call
from my bank saying, did you buy some CBD in California? I said, not that I'm aware of. No.
Elizabeth has made some mistakes online, so it could have been
a situation. Just on Facebook. This is through the debit card, though. I don't even use the debit card.
You don't.
I just have it in case I need it. And I said I surely did not use that because I don't use my debit card.
I mean, there's all kinds of things I do wrong in the world, and one that I was told yesterday, when you go on the road, don't use your debit card. Right. Use your credit card.
Right. We've received a text from Will in Fullerton at Apply to Connect. He says, "Will Fullerton, hey Steve."
Hey, Steve. See, no, he knew you were. I told you.
He says, not a lot that we can do about that situation. This is more of a bank issue, but feel free to give me a call to discuss if you'd like to.
Okay, thanks. Wow.
We'll reach out.
He's chiming right away.
Maybe he just wants to talk about just random stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Will.
He's talking about life.
Okay, this one, Steve, no can do, but how are things going?
Give me a report of your life.
They're like that.
Give me a life update.
That's how good they are.
I know.
You feel like a team right away. Yeah. Nothing else like that. It's like... My dad can't help me with that either, but it'd be fun to talk to him again. Just like, hey, well, this happened today, and then we start talking about other things going on, like about the garden.
God, yeah, Will texted in.
Yeah,
he must listen to the show.
Well,
why would he listen to the show?
He chimes in nearly every day in the text line at some capacity or text bill.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. I don't know.
So Will, have you been hacked? I got a friend request from you. So text back that. So
did you seriously?
Yes. If you didn't today, I just saw it like 10 like right before the show started.
Is this a Facebook request?
Yes, a face. So if you
was
didn't,
that actually you?
If
Will.
You didn't send that, you've been hacked. Would that be? Would that not be the ultimate? Will got hacked.
Wow.
Wow, that would be.
He can, I suppose he's just like, he's not immune to it. He could
I don't know. He's probably pretty immune.
He'd probably do the Let's Dance all. You want to hack me?
You want to dance?
Try
me.
You
want to go with this? Yeah.
I've been ready for this my entire life.
Yes.
Bring it.
Can't wait. Has his social security number written on the side of his car when he drives through Fullerton.
And he drives slowly through.
Hackers.
You want to give out your social security number? You've given your phone number out before.
No. I could give out the last four digits if you want.
You don't need to do that.
I'm not going
to
do it. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm not going to do it.
He says, I'm still waiting your reply. So that was him, apparently. That was apparently not hacked. You
no reason to wait,
Facebook
Will.
Friends with you.
I've already responded. We're in.
He's hit.
Yeah, it's already responded. That's good to know.
I made the trek yesterday to Barnes & Noble. For what reason, Sip?
Oh, you went and got your...
He's got the book.
The stool now...
This is ridiculous.
The stool now all has Lindy Magazine, our college football preview.
Oh, I got it right there.
So look at that.
I only have mine for one reason, because Missing Tooth Greg cut the deal out in Air Park to meet someone and...
We are prepared. We are a prepared show.
Really
we have our...
We all have...
We're endorsing Lindy's right now.
Yes.
Well, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Athlon's good, too. Yeah. You have Athlon, too?
No, I'll go to Phil Steele, which is a name for me is hard to say. And I thought...
Say it again.
I can't. I can say...
Practice.
I can say Philmans. At Ruhlmann's,
you do say
fine.
That.
Yeah, just fine.
Phil
Steele. I can say Phil pretty good, but when you put Steele behind it...
Say it.
Phil Steele.
You did it.
It's hard.
Yeah, you got it.
Hard. Words are hard, though. We know that.
You have to think about that one.
Yes.
That doesn't come out till July 4, right?
I believe so. Yes.
I'm gonna do some research in July and see how many magazines that come out say America's leading football authority or some sort of tagline like that. Yeah, we're the best. We're number one. Trust us.
Because there's no way they
I'm sure Athlon has the same thing on theirs.
You can't disagree with it because you don't know.
We have no idea.
You have no idea.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Somebody can just claim who made this decision. Well, my mom did. She said we're number one. Thank you.
Because of my mom, we claim it though.
We're the best show in America.
Yes.
You can't
put us wrong. Yeah, can't prove us wrong.
Yeah.
So I have it there. That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Egg. Joey Robison, not Robison. Joey Robison from
738.
If you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you, go call 738 Ag. They run the whole show. Custom application included, 738ag.com.
Kind of, we've moved past the planting season. We're into chemicals. We're into fertilizer. We're into things getting sprayed. That's critical right now. And it's a science. And that, guess what? Joey has his degree from UNL. That's why he has all this stuff down. That's why he built this empire out there. And he's the true grit of farming. Imagine that. He's the John Wayne.
God.
True grit. He's John Wayne of farming. Yeah, Joey. Yeah, absolutely. Number 19.
Yep.
1-9.
Good corner.
Yeah.
Good special teams guy. All of them.
All four core. Absolutely. Can do it all. Go-to guy. Coach.
Did he ever line up and try to block anything?
What's that? He would have lined up in the block situation.
Mm-hmm. That's what I figured with that body type.
Yeah. Stop. Just stop.
Coach Sipple over here.
Yes, Coach Sipple over there.
Got some speed off the edge,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the guy can do a lot.
Yeah.
That's why he has the most.
Coach Jake, you know that.
Seven,
should have been.
738ag.com. Check them out today. Greg Sankey, the man who likes to talk a lot, hear his own voice, talked several times at SEC spring meetings last week. He was on with Dan Patrick Monday just to recap the spring meetings and discuss more of what the commentary there. And one of the comments, he mentioned Nebraska. By name.
Was it by name?
I think it was.
Yeah, Do we have audio?
I have audio. So the question from Dan Patrick was to the length of...
I like this.
You know, how do we keep rivalries in college football? How do we keep great non-conference games in college football? Greg Sankey from Monday on the Dan Patrick Show, his response to that question from Dan.
I think a couple things. Let's go back to the college football playoff. So I've been the recipient of plenty kind of side comments about good of the game, whatever that means. And when programs, like when Wake Forest notifies Ole Miss the day before their first game of a home and home series that we're not playing the one back in Oxford, that's a problem. When Nebraska cancels an agreement to play Tennessee home and home and cites, and I'm not criticizing their athletic director, this is a reality, cites the college football playoff selection process as a fundamental reason why. We have to understand the college football playoff selection process is threatening the regular season, not supporting it. Remember all those conversations people had about, hey, if you expand the playoff, you're going to diminish the regular season. I think there is something to that. I just think everybody missed that the regular season was being changed by the college football playoff.
So he says the playoff threatens the regular season. And that was a big part of what he was saying. And mentioned Nebraska pulling the series against Tennessee as another indicator of that.
What's he saying here? What is exactly is he saying?
Well, there's a couple things. One thing, if you go back, so there is a, if you follow this, and I'm going by research now, so this isn't like a hypothesis by me, but there is a tussle that has not been talked about. If you notice that things have been very quiet out of the Big Ten, but there is a true tussle going on because the Big Ten is big believers in the 4AQs. That's what you hear more. Even Ryan Day came out just yesterday and said that. Where the SEC is more on the 5-11. Well, the problem is, real simple, is that the Big Ten has already negotiated all their TV contracts under 9 games. And so there's no one in the Big Ten that's saying like, no, I think you should just play 8. They're like, no, play 9. And the SEC's like, but our 9 games are better than your 9 games, so we shouldn't do that. So that's how that things have gotten very heated with the discussion of how this thing is going to go down based on how many games you're going to play.
You're talking about SEC having an 8 game.
Yes. And the funny thing about it is the ACC plays 8 and no one even brings it up. No one has any does not.
Why is that, by the way?
Well, it's just because they don't have the same, you know, the whatever it's not the same as the Big 2.
Yeah.
But you don't hear it as much.
No,
but they
never
should
hear
be.
It. We didn't even know it. We didn't even know it
for a whole year. And so I talked about it 100 times about the SC play at 8, and then also so is the ACC. Well, that's news to me.
Didn't know that.
There is a disconnect between the power two on this one. You always heard all the time when it's always like, what did Sankey always say? I talked to Tony. Those two are the ones they say when they leave rooms together. They're in conversation, but they're not on the same page with the 9 and in the 8. That's not part of it. And then you get the deal from Brian Kelly. We just want to play 8, but then we want a crossover game with the Big Ten. Well, that's great, but the Big Ten already has 9 scheduled, so now that's 10.
Yeah, shut.
Yeah, for now that's 10 Brian. For this one. So that doesn't add up. Eventually, though. The only way that you're going to come out of this financially is through the TV market. And you're going to have more games and better games because when you go to negotiate, you have way more power. So I don't see how the SEC stays out of the 9 game.
The Big Ten has more power money-wise because of their inventories.
Inventory's better.
Yes, better inventory.
But now, eventually, like I said, donor fatigue, all this other thing going on, there's no one that's just rolling in cash. It's not like Ole Miss is like, we have too much money. We're not sure what to do. Because that AD is sitting there going like, guys, just so you know, we need to have revenue. And so it's not like, well, we're just sitting on top. I told you the difficulty at Alabama was there's one billionaire in the state, and he's an Auburn fan.
Yeah.
And so there is difficulties everywhere. So just imagine, though, how could you imagine this structure if you did this? Okay, SEC plays nine, Big Ten plays nine. We're also going to cross over for one game. Do whatever you want with the other two games.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine when you go to the market to
that'd be great.
To Fox and everybody?
Beautiful.
It'll be beautiful for the fans, which we scream about. At least I do on here. We all do. We want better games. Mm-hmm. No one wants Houston Baptist.
Right.
That's just not a game that's not appealing. That's not appealing for anybody that has them on for any in the leagues, whoever they're playing. Mm-hmm. So, but there is a disconnect right now. And you hear everyone follows, they stay in line with your leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why Ryan Day says, we want the four AQs.
Mm-hmm.
And the other part, they're going, no, we want 5-11. And I thought the Joel Klatt stuff, I'm sorry, I'm on a like a filibuster right now. But the Joel Klatt stuff I thought was brilliant yesterday. He talked about, the people said, I think it was the Big 12 that said this was, or your marketing said that we want the 5-11 so you earn it on the field. He goes, you don't earn it on the field. The committee picks 11.
Klatt said that.
Yeah, Klatt said he was on him. He goes, this makes no sense for earning it on the field when the committee is going to select 11.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, it does a little bit because of the how many games you win and all that stuff. It's not they're going to pull some 6-6 team out of nowhere and all of a sudden they're going to be a four seed. But anyway, there is a definite disconnect between the eight games and the nine.
Yeah.
And the nine games right now.
What keeps the SEC from going to nine?
Because they keep saying that's obviously once you go to nine, which is true, then there's more losses. That's the way it goes.
That's sports. That's football, sports.
Their take, the SEC, is that our league is too tough.
Yeah, I got it.
Our league is too tough. Now, the toughest league in basketball this year was what, the SEC?
Mm-hmm.
What did they
play? The first time ever.
What did they play? Did they play 18 or 20 conference games, I wonder?
Hold on. I can do this. Hold on.
Because I don't think that...
I don't think anyone
is accusing the SEC this year of not playing enough basketball conference games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that. And every game was a quad one almost in the SEC.
It seemed like it because only two teams missed the dance,
yes,
right?
Yes.
LSU and South Carolina, the only two teams that missed the dance.
So it's like, okay, pretty amazing. So almost every game is a quad one. But anyway, point, they played 18. I don't know if they played 18 or 20. But if the revenue, it can only come from one place, and that is your negotiation with what you can take to the plate.
18 games. 18 conference games.
18 conference. And I don't know where that lies with the ACC or that. The Big Ten is 20, right?
No, I got it.
The thing is, this conversation.
Yeah, Big Ten's 20.
Until the SEC goes to nine games, this conversation will never end. We'll have every offseason will be the same story. The SEC needs nine conference games. If the Big Ten has it,
right,
the SEC needs it too. Right. And ACC only has eight. We don't care about the ACC, but
they have to go nine.
They should.
It's like this, just stop.
If we all do it, then go nine. Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
surprised they haven't done it.
If there's not some, if like the committee slash doesn't lean on it a little bit, be like going, because the one thing I said that we all know is the biggest discrepancy in college sports is scheduling.
Right.
Because there's 18 team leagues now. So, like you said, like, you know, 18 team, we play nine. We don't play the other half of the league. Mm-hmm. We don't even play them. So sometimes you catch a break. For fun, right. Jake, just pull up North Carolina. Pull up North Carolina.
While you're doing that, the ACC also plays 20 conference games in basketball. ACC and the Big Ten play 20. SEC plays 18, for what it's worth.
But you want to have that revenue at that. So do you have that?
UNC football this year.
So you're going to be in shock when you hear it. Because me and Sip have been over this. Opening games, TCU. That's like TCU, you're not playing. You're not playing Georgia.
No,
it's TCU.
It's a name brand, but it's not that brand. Good.
No, it's TCU. Go to the next one.
Okay, here we go. TCU off the bat. Then they play Charlotte.
Charlotte.
They're actually at Charlotte. They play at Charlotte.
That's probably one of those 2-1 moves.
Interesting road game.
Go to the next one.
Then they play Richmond, the Chapel Hill.
You got the Spiders. Okay, how are you going to hold up? Now, your first three games are TCU, Charlotte and Richmond. Go to the next one, Jake.
And they're at UCF, Scott Frost.
At UCF, losing season last year, 5-7. Yeah. Okay. Go to the next one.
And they host Clemson. That's tough.
That's real. At home. So they've had one ranked team. Okay. Keep rolling.
They go across the country to Cal.
Cal. Think about that. Cal. Horrible. Okay, horrible. Go to the next one.
Home against a bad Virginia team.
Virginia. How do we get ready for Virginia? What do we do?
Incredibly soft schedule.
It gets better.
Then they're at Syracuse.
Syracuse, like that, lost to everybody. They had a good year last year. Yeah. Yep.
Then they're home against Stanford.
Stanford was the worst team in college football, the Power Four last year.
New coach.
Yeah, they're the worst team.
And they go.
Well, they have like an interim coach.
Yeah, interim coach. They have a guy that says, I will not be back next year 100%.
Right. Then they have the short road trip to Winston-Salem to play Wake Forest.
Wake Forest. How do you match up? What do you do? Okay.
Tough home game against Duke.
Duke.
New quarterback
not
at Duke.
Terrible.
Yeah, not terrible.
Duke won nine games last year.
Got give him credit. Yep, give him credit.
And then they head to NC State to close the year. So one ranked team.
That's an incredible schedule.
That's my point. And they're playing eight.
Yeah. See, the schedule inequity in college football is not – I don't know how you get around it. That's the problem.
I mean, is that not just a layup 9-3 season? I mean,
for Belichick. Oh, 9-3. Look at your schedule, Bill. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. You didn't work magic there, Belichick.
So that's the interesting take right now. But you've not heard anything out of the Big Ten.
No, but TJ's been silent. The other thing about this is, and you covered this yesterday, the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't really reward strength of schedule.
They don't.
It's wins.
They don't. So that's also part of it.
It's right. It's wins.
Boo Corrigan said it online. We value wins.
North Carolina would say, why? What? Okay, you can poke fun of our schedule, but if we win 10 or 11, we're in.
Yes.
And nobody's going to talk about our strength of schedule. They didn't win Michigan.
And when they say strength of schedule, they'll say the phrase strength of schedule, but they won't have any numbers attached to it. Like, well, because this is our metrics we used to determine strength of schedule, and you guys are at 84th and these guys are at 29th. Nope, they just say the words strength of schedule. Hmm. Because sometimes also in the SEC or any league in the Big Ten, like in all these leagues, it's like, okay, you're in the Big Ten, but it's not very rough. It's not a very rough schedule. Some people, Wisconsin last year in the Big Ten schedule was brutal.
It was.
And I think they had Ohio State and Oregon. They had the two top teams. And did they have Penn State too? I don't know. But anyway, their schedule, when we looked at it last year, was like, oh, wow. Now they had
Wisconsin,
Alabama.
It was horrifying.
Yeah. They had Alabama non-conference.
Again this year.
But their conference,
Schedules
was really rough last year. And so it's
It is again, I think, for Wisconsin, right?
Yeah. Well, I know they play Alabama. Alabama's schedule's really rough too, by the way. Anyway, the schedule inequities, I don't know how you're
It's a hard one to say, just to say. That'd be like in the NFL, NFC East, like that. We're gonna get an extra bye week. We're in the NFC East, and that's just tougher. It's just harder. So, but when you have that statement of just we're just better, that's a hard one.
Sankey. Yeah.
That's what they're saying. We're better.
So, I wonder if Petiti's just sitting back because he has a trump card of some sort, and he knows it, or if it's just a style. Like I'm not doing the Sankey thing where I just go. Yeah. Go around, talking to everybody who asks me a question. I don't know. But Petiti, you're right. Petiti's taken exact opposite.
We don't never hear from him at all.
No. Just the opposite.
And Sankey can't shut him up. And he's starting to represent to me all that's wrong with college football, unfortunately.
But eventually, I don't think there's any way out of the nine, because eventually the ADs of those schools, so they're, again, no one is just bathing in money. And it's going to be, guys, if we want to have more money.
Anybody bathing in money?
What's that? Well, the closest ones probably are.
Give me them.
Would be Oregon, Texas, Texas A&M.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
That'd be the ones that I would pick out of the top of my and just say, these are the ones that have the best situation.
Maybe. Let me ask you this. Texas Tech, is that like an outlier in that conversation?
They're making a strong push.
They're kind of strange. They're in a strange situation with a billionaire.
Yeah. With a couple billionaires, yes.
Throwing
money, which really helps.
Right. What about, so you don't put Ohio State in that category?
Have to be pretty close, but you don't hear it as much that they have down the, but their numbers say that they're very well, very, very, very well, what's the word I'm looking for? They have the cash.
Well-heeled.
Nice.
Yeah.
But then the, so obviously at that, that was a statement that they could use, that, hey, Nebraska pulled out of this event. And all I could think about when Jake sent that to us was that is that the whole thing just it still does suck because of the fans and the players that wanted to play in that game on both sides.
Imagine us going to Knoxville.
Yeah, so that we've talked, the fan base from Nebraska wanted to go to Knoxville, and we wanted the Power T to come here. Imagine that weekend.
Absolutely.
Imagine the weekend.
That'd be sweet.
The Tennessee fans, they'd be here on Thursday. And then you get to go see what Neyland Stadium is like. It's 105,000 people.
But the confusion would be if your schedule is such that you get to the college football playoff and win a game or two, you're not going to be looking back on this season saying, God, but I wish we could have beat Tennessee.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're
I
not.
Mean, if you accomplish what you want, then it goes back to the college football playoff committee, the flaw in not really taking into account strength of schedule sufficiently. So it's just one big flaw. And I don't have the answer. I've heard this from people. You know, Sipple, you do a lot of bitching about the college football playoffs.
No one's ever said that to me, Steve.
Why don't you come up with an answer? Well, it's not easy to do because it's so complicated.
Yeah, because there's no, like I said, there's one reason it's complicated. So who's in charge of the NFL?
Roger Goodell.
It's real simple. That's it. He's the commissioner.
He's the commissioner.
It is, but Bill, even if there was a commissioner, you still have all these situations that we talk about that would have to be dealt with.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But if everyone was going, and this has been said by on other research that I've done by hearing other people, just imagine the bazillions of dollars if everyone negotiated with the networks together. Mm-hmm. You imagine if
they can't do that?
No, they don't do that because everyone does it.
Can they?
Can you imagine if all of a sudden the Power Four all went together like that? And like you said, it would take such a massive. Just imagine just being like, okay, you're in a place of. Can you imagine back in the mid and to later 90s when Nebraska's on one of the biggest roles in the history of college football. Mm-hmm. And someone came in here and said, it's awesome. We're going to change some stuff, though. You'd be like,
Excuse me?
Pardon me? No change. You know, imagine Bill Byrne going, I know we're rolling. We're going to make some changes. It's going to hurt us.
To playoffs?
But it's better for the game.
Yeah.
Imagine him saying that. It's better for the game if we change. Imagine the Nebraska fans.
It'd be like,
better for the game.
For the game. Be like, no, everything's just fine. Mm-mm. So, no, you lose your mind. That's the way. So right now, if you're in certain spots, you wouldn't want to change.
Okay, here's my question to you. Here's my question. If you're the commissioner, is your first act to tell the SEC and ACC that you got to go to 9-game conference schedule? Is that your first act?
I would think so.
Now, then what happens? Are they going to some court and saying, you can't force us to do this?
Yeah, there'd have to be a complete, like I said.
That's the issue.
It's so far off from that. It's like someone said, because what you have to have is a commissioner and everyone's together. That's probably 40 years down the line.
I don't know if it'll ever happen, Bill.
Yeah, I don't know if it's next year.
I don't know if it'll ever happen.
It's not. And so there's always going to be this, you know, and just think about that in Division I. We're just in the league. You just sit there and say, you can say pretty easily like that. It's like, you know, there's a couple teams in the NFL that within, you know, there's how many times there's teams horrible and all of a sudden now they're not horrible. And it happens all the time. I mean, the Falcons were up by 20-something points in the Super Bowl. But my point is that it changes. Does anybody feel real confident Northwestern can make a run?
No.
To win it all? Purdue can be able to win it all?
No.
Like that? I mean, no, there's a lot of teams in the Power Conference. You go, because really it's Power Conference, then you just kind of say, just give me the top eight. Give me the top eight of each side. That's who's real. That's who's real here. And the SEC probably goes down.
Goes a little deeper.
They do. They go deeper than what the Big Ten does. Mm-hmm. They go with a deeper run when they go down.
We should have Sankey on. Yeah, God knows he'll do an interview.
I'm sure he'd probably come on the show. Yeah. How can I talk?
Now what do you want to talk?
When we come back, speaking of the SEC, we've got some Alabama Vanderbilt drama. Discuss that next early break on the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.